We could Erev Shabbos to everybody, to Tehillim Mizmor Peites, which is a word, Tehillim, that revolves around the Shoresh of Emunah. And we have to talk about Emunah. Normally we translate it as faith, but the truth is it actually is kind of faithfulness or firmness, or steadfastness. Vahi Adav Emunah Ad Boaz Shamash, the Moshe's arms, which were outstretched to the heavens in prayer for the Jewish people as they were battling Amalek and below. Vayomer Moshe Yoshua Becharalanu Anashim Etzei Lachem Bamalek, Moshe Aaron Vechor Alu Rosh Hagivah, and again Vayhi Adav Emunah Bo HaShamesh. So this Mizmor is built around, there are close to a dozen references, if not more, to the term Emunah in various conjugations of God's faithfulness. And the Malbim points out at the very beginning of the Mizmor that the world was created through Chesed, Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Ibana, that God didn't have to do this, and as far as we understand, it's just a manifestation of God's altruism, of his kindness, of overflowing kindness, Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Ibana. But from that point on, Shamayim, right, the heavens, which are kept in place, Tachin Emunah, their ongoing existence is a reflection of your faithfulness. And this theme of Hashem's Emunah, his faithfulness, so a few psukim later, Pasuk Vav, V'yodu Shamayim Pelacha Hashem, the heavens will tell of your wonders, O God, Af Emunascha Bikal Kedoshim, how God, you are faithful to your word. We say at the beginning of the day, every single day, V'lachai V'kayam Shechazarta B'nishmasi B'chemla, that God, with great kindness, right, gave us back our souls, Rabo Emunasecha, and his faithfulness to us and to our opportunity to exist in this world is truly great. And as the Mizmor goes on to continue to harp on this point of Emuna, Pasuk Tes, Hashem Elokei Tzvakos is a third usage, Mi Chamocha Chasinya, who is likely you in strength, Ve'emunascha Svivosecha, and you radiate out, right, this sense of firmness and steadfastness, Netzach Yisrael Yishaker, as the Navi says, is completely trustworthy. And now David HaMelech begins to talk about how this is not just one of the features, one of the mitos with which God conducts himself in the cosmic sense, but it has deep implications for David HaMelech's own personal house and God's loyalty to David, even if, you know, things don't always work out. That God's chesed is with David, but also his faithfulness in terms of keeping his promises. And even if, again, there are mistakes, so the Pasuk says, this is Pasuk Lamed Beis 32, Im chukosai yichaleilu mitzvosai lishmoru, ufakati v'shevet pisham uvenegoyim avonam, they'll be punished, v'chazdi lo afir meimo v'lo ashaker b'munasi. But my basic faithfulness and loyalty to David will remain unchanged, lo achalel brisi, motas vasai lo ashana. Human beings, you know, they talk out of all sides of their mouth. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I have a covenant with David, and the Rambam says this is a halacha. This is an absolute halacha, right? V'chazdi lo afir meimo, v'kati v'shev b'sham, v'gnigam avonam. The Rambam Hilchos Malachim talks about kevet shendim shach David zachar v'cheser malchus, hari amalchus lo levanav azachar mar olam, shnemar ki zachar yanachar ar olam, v'lo zachar l'ksherim, af b'shel zachar l'ksherim, lo tikareis amluch v'zer David l'olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu yivticho b'kach, God promised him, Shenemar Miyazu Vanav Torasi Meshpatailo Ilechun, Fakati Beshevet Bisham Ligami Avonam, Vechazdi Lo Afir Meimo, and I will not remove my kindness nor my faithfulness from him. And so David HaMelech understands that the virtue with which God conducts this world, this unfailing emunah, this faithfulness to the world, and God's commitment to the existence of the world has now been applied to his household. And David HaMelech expresses gratitude for that microcosm, for that particular expression of divine kindness and faithfulness to him. And so David HaMelech says in his moments of fear, where he's searching for this kind of rock-solid faith, Migever yichya v'lo yireh maves, who is a human being who can live without seeing tragedy, yimali nafsho miyad sol sela, who could escape from the ultimate tragedy of mortality, ayecha zadecha rishonim adonai, Nishbat la David v'emunasecha, that which you promised me faithfully. Zuchar adonai, cherpas avadecha, see the shame that I've had to endure. Seisi v'cheki kol rabim amim, asher cherfu oivecha adonai, asher cherfu ikvos mishichacha. They have blasphemed God and his servant. Baruch adonai li'olam, amen v'amen. David concludes with a simple bracha to Hashem, that his name should be blessed forever, with a sense of confidence that Hashem will be able to deliver him, because it wasn't just one singular isolated act of kindness to create the world, but on the contrary, Shamayim Tachina Unascha Bohem, that God would continue to sustain the world in his kindness and through his kindness. And indeed, we follow in God's path. We have to, in all of our interactions, be defined by chesed, by overflowing kindness, and in addition to that, by faithfulness, that people should be able to rely on us and that we will always be true to our word.